When it comes to popular celts from another generation, Bertie Peacock's name would be near the top of the list. The Northern Irishman was a major part of Celtic story in the 1950s and is one of Ireland's most celebrated footballing figures. Nicknamed the Little Ant for his energy and persistence, his life encompassed a distinguished club and international career, and then decades of service as a manager and youth football advocate. This is his story. John Robert Peacock, better known as Bertie, was born on the 29th of September 1928 in Kilrain, growing up in a household with seven children. He quickly developed a love for football, representing his school, the local YMCA and nearby boys' clubs. At first, there was no certainty that football would provide him with a lasting career, so he trained and worked as a plumber. In later years, he would also find employment as a welder. However, those professions took second place to his sporting ambitions. His journey in football began with Kilrain FC, where he made his senior debut in 1947. The following year, he moved to Glentoran in Belfast. Playing for one of Northern Ireland's leading sides helped him gain experience that soon attracted attention from across the Irish Sea. Just a year later, Peacock was on the move again, this time joining Celtic, then under the management of Jimmy McGrory. In fact, the moment he was first spotted by the Celts was when playing in an RUC five-a-sides tournament. The Celtic team he joined was far removed from the powerhouse it would later become. In 1948, the club had narrowly avoided relegation, and the 1948-49 campaign brought early exits from both cup competitions and only a sixth-place league finish. Bertie made his first team debut for Celtic in August 1949. This was in a League Cup fixture against Aberdeen. Unfortunately, although the boys took an early lead, they ended up losing 3-1. Despite this disappointment, it was clear that the new Celt possessed huge potential. Initially used as an inside left, he formed an effective partnership with fellow Irishman Charlie Tully. Tully would later joke to him, "If you're the Irish coffee, I'm the cream." Despite his relatively small stature, Peacock became recognised for his close control, committed tackling and tireless running. Even so, some observers questioned whether his slight frame would withstand the physical demands of Scottish football. One well-known tale relates to how efforts were made to help him add weight. According to one story, Celtic chairman Bob Kelly suggested he drink a bottle of Guinness at lunchtime each day to help strengthen his build. A major turning point came during the 1953-54 season when he was moved to left half. This switch allowed him to influence play more significantly, contributing both defensively and in supporting attacks. Peacock's first major honour with the club, and Celtic's first since before the Second World War, arrived in April 1951. A goal from John McPhail secured a 1-0 win over Motherwell in the Scottish Cup final. That triumph sparked the start of other successes. In 1953, despite an otherwise disappointing season, Celtic won the Coronation Cup by defeating Manchester United, Arsenal and Hibernian, an achievement that placed them at the top of British football. The following year brought even greater accomplishment. By the conclusion of the 1953-54 campaign, Celtic had won both the league title and Scottish Cup, securing their first domestic double in 40 years. This feat would not be repeated for more than a decade. Among all the trophies that Peacock helped claim, the League Cup is arguably the one most strongly associated with him. He was part of the side that captured Celtic's first League Cup in 1956, defeating Partick Thistle after a replay. The next season delivered one of the most famous moments in green and white history. As captain, Peacock led the team into the 1957 League Cup final, where their opponents, Rangers, were heavy favourites. What followed was extraordinary. Celtic overwhelmed their rivals 7-1, setting a British Cup final record. The match became legendary, celebrated in songs still heard today at Celtic Park. During his 12-year spell with Celtic, Peacock made 453 appearances and scored 50 goals, achievements that cemented his status as a reliable and influential member of the squad. He also excelled internationally, representing Northern Ireland 32 times. Just like his Celtic debut, his first time in a Northern Irish shirt ended in defeat. This was a 3-0 loss to Scotland in 1951. Peacock's most significant international experience came at the 1958 FIFA World Cup in Sweden, where Northern Ireland reached the quarter-finals. Sadly for Bertie, a knee injury ruled him out of playing in this game, and the Irish side lost to France. His performances in the tournament caught the attention of the Swedish media, who dubbed him the Little Black Ant, a reflection of his industrious style and appearance. One issue which was sometimes discussed in relation to Peacock was his religion. As a Northern Irish Protestant, some people might wrongly assume that he faced problems at Celtic. In fact, in a 2001 interview, the man himself said that it wasn't an issue in Northern Ireland, and it was never an issue at Celtic. Very occasionally, from the terraces, someone would shout something, but it was honestly very rare. In his later years at Celtic, Peacock became known for his guidance and support of younger players, including future club icons such as Billy McNeil and Pat Cairn. These mentoring abilities would become central to his later career. By 1961, his time at Celtic had drawn to a close, which led to different managerial posts. In the first place, he went back to Coleraine as a player manager. In a strange quirk of history, this saw Bertie twice leave the hoops. As well as departing Celtic, he returned to a Coleraine club that changed its shirts from blue and white hoops to stripes. In later years, when he was in his 70s, Peacock's wife remarked that her husband still constantly needed to be active. This was also the case in his younger days. For instance, even by late 1961, he was back in Scotland to speak at the annual Celtic supporters' rally. And then in 1962, he travelled to Canada, acting as player manager for the Hamilton Steelers. This was only a summer role, and he later returned to his main job in Coleraine. Under his management, Coleraine grew from a relatively modest team into one capable of challenging for and winning major trophies. His achievements included Irish Cup victories in 1965 and 1972. Victory in the 1965 Irish Cup brought an additional achievement for Peacock, leading his men into European football. They faced top Soviet side Dynamo Kiev in the Cup Winners' Cup and suffered a massive 10-1 aggregate defeat. This ended up giving Bertie another link with Celtic. Later that season, the Celts also faced Kiev. Peacock spoke to his former teammate Jock Steen to give him advice on the Soviet team, and the boys went on to enjoy an overall 4-1 win. By 1969, Bertie announced his playing career was over. However, he did this alongside winning silverware. Coleraine beat Shamrock Rovers to win the All-Ireland Blacksnit Cup. 1974 saw Bertie depart the manager's position at Coleraine, but he did so in glorious circumstances. He led his team to the pinnacle of the Irish League, the only time they've been champions. Peacock also served as manager of the Northern Ireland national team in the 1960s. During his tenure, he made several key selections, including giving George Best his first international start and introducing Pat Jennings into the team, both of whom would go on to have famous careers. He later returned to the international setup in the 1980s as assistant to Billy Bingham. Peacock was part of the coaching staff at the 1982 World Cup, where Northern Ireland famously defeated hosts Spain. His influence, however, extended beyond coaching. In 1983, he helped found the Milk Cup. Held yearly in Coleraine, it's grown into a leading international youth competition, well known for showcasing future professional talent. Away from the pitch, Peacock remained active in his community. He ran Bertie's Bar in Coleraine until 1990, after which he focused on golf and youth sport development. His contributions to football and public life were recognised in 1986, when he was awarded an MBE. Peacock passed away on the 22nd of July 2004, at the age of 75, following a brief illness. His funeral in Coleraine drew many individuals from across the football world, all paying tribute to his impact on both club and international football. In July 2007, a bronze statue was unveiled in his honour at the Diamond in Coleraine by Pat Jennings. Bearing the inscription, Sportsman, Statesman, Gentleman, it was the first statue in Northern Ireland dedicated to an international footballer. This is a permanent monument to Peacock's footballing and social contributions. But just as important as this are the memories that he created as a key figure in the history of Celtic, Northern Ireland's national side, and the advancement of youth football. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic history walks. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.